Jackson, good morning.
Marty, thanks for having me in.
It's been a flipping age.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Well, you've been away now, in fairness.
Yes.
It sounds like you're in prison.
I did some time.
You did some time. Where have you been? I was away. You were away in the start, ain't you? You were off in America. It's lovely to see you, because we were just reminiscing while that was playing with yourself and Ms. Coughlin, and just thinking about the pandemic and you sending stuff up the line and whatever.
Oh, yeah.
In your lovely house.
It's funny, I thought about that this morning. Yeah, the early weeks of it, I was on the mobile phone to you, and I tried to sing down the phone to it. We were trying to get to grips with this whole new way of communicating, and it was the early days of it. But I'm glad to be here, Marty, and see you in person. It's a lot better.
It's thank you. but just to be out and about is very important. You've spent the summer in America.
I did.
And what was it like?
Oh, I had a great time.
It was terrible warm, to see.
It was a bit too hot for me, but I won't go complaining. I was there for 5 weeks. I spent a week in North Carolina, and I played a show there, and I did a songwriting workshop for a group of people. And then I went to Los Angeles, where I've been many a time, and I met up with an old friend of mine, a guy called David Garza, who's now a Grammy-winning producer. And we sat down, and I told him I'd love to make some music with him, and it kind of went from that to... Then we spoke to his manager, and of course I couldn't afford him. So we kind of made a deal. He said, well, if you co-write with me 5 of the songs on the 10-song album, we'll do it at a reduced rate. So I love the idea of this. I've always written alone in solitude.
Yeah,
so we ended up writing 5 songs in a couple of weeks and making a record. And
so come here to me. Sorry, who's paying who here? You've lost me.
Well, sorry. No, you have to pay people for work.
Yeah, I know. No, I get that bit all right. It's the songwriting thing. Not the manager. No,
so I'm saying, I guess, you know, in order to work with this Grammy-winning producer, the fee it'd be pretty steep, you know?
Right, yeah.
So I met him for a coffee, and because I know him for so many years, you know, we came up with a deal. He said, well, co-write some songs with me,
and
we'll make it work, you know.
We'll make it work for the two of us.
And he's an amazing songwriter, Marty, so it was an amazing experience to just bounce these ideas off each other and kind of just hammer these songs out rather than kind of labouring over them. And there was an excitement behind that. And you're in Los Angeles, you're downtown Los Angeles writing these songs. I mean, it kind of, it certainly gives you a bit of a, you know, a kind of a fire.
Yeah.
Puts a fire under you.
Difference from home.
Yeah, if I'm down in a Hasker there's nobody pushing me to finish songs.
No, I know that. So when do we have it?
It's going to be out next year. I don't know when. You know, things are all still a bit funny in the music industry. So I'm sitting on it for a little while, and I'm going to, you know, decide when to release it.
And will you
soon.
Release physical copies?
Oh, I will, yes,
will,
of course.
Yeah.
I'd have to get a CD to you, Marty.
Well, there's old school.
For you alone, even.
Old school, indeed.
I'd have to do
but
that.
But I like the idea of the CD. I still like the idea.
Oh, me too.
Of the calling card, I know. But and if you go the other direction, it's kind of invisible, and you get swamped by all the names. And what are you going to do then?
Well, you get swamped by names and no names as well. There's just so much stuff up there now, and... You know, I don't listen to music that way. I don't stream it as well. It's, you know, the CD or vinyl, you commit to it when you have it there.
And you
read the sleeves and you pay for it usually, which is a great help to the musician.
Yes, there is that. Yeah, it is. So when you were in LA, to find yourself in this company and to be just kind of living the life over there, well, did you love it? Could it be a thing for you, do you think?
It was funny, when I was over there, I have a great time, and these people are lovely, by the way. They're not very LA in the sense of that kind of what you'd maybe imagine, the glittery kind of over-the-top kind of folk.
Yeah.
These are all very kind of working musicians.
As my mother would say, normal.
They're normal, exactly.
Yes.
Very down to earth is another way but just lovely people who love to work and make music. And there's such a creative scene over there as well. So I enjoyed that. And it's funny, when I was over there, I thought, I had a moment of, oh God, when I get back to Ahaskra, what if I get back there and I realise I don't want to be home? Do you know, you'd have that little worry.
Sure.
But I got home, and no, within even a day or two, I was like, oh no, this is... Again, we'll use the word normal.
Yeah, the comfort of your own place.
Yeah, and like the fresh air.
Yeah.
The food over here is better, the produce, the pace of life is thankfully still a bit slower than it is over there. So
surely,
I'm much more suited to being here full time,
But the only thing is, if this album takes off, Then what? Let's be honest. You know, you'd have to go back. You have to go back because he's 50% of the effort in terms of the writing.
Oh yeah.
Then what?
Well, I'd be happy to tour and stuff like that. Like I'm talking to an agent at the moment in Canada and North America, which would be very exciting. I'm hoping to sign something there. But again, if I do that, it'll be gone over for 4-8 weeks.
Yes.
And then you're back home for a good while. So you're still here, really. You know.
Yeah, but basing it at home.
Even the thought of that for me is a bit daunting because I am a bit of a home bird. Like, even coming up here this morning now, I'm a bit rattled.
Are you a bit rattled? You're bursting to get back to the West Coast.
Well, I live down in rural Ireland and I've spent the last 8 weeks down there mainly. So you're kind of like a bit of a feral cat coming up here. Everything's a bit fast. Lots of cars and people everywhere.
Well, we didn't have any. They've gone mad with the cars now.
Mad?
Any cars for 2 years. Stay where you are. Alton Conlon with me this morning.
Sit and I wonder what to do next. The love of my life made of wood hanging over my chest. When an old scene changes, a new one begins right away. Life, it is different, but love still is strong. I can lift with my arms, but I'm dizzy and I'm stumbling along. I'm crawling up the wall. Oh, I miss you now that you're in. Still are singing, it's blue in the sky. Life is for living, I see millions of faces go by. My mama said life is chocolate, but some you don't try. But I'll take my chances, and if it goes wrong, I'll cry like a baby. Time is a bullet, and I'm riding it in rodeo style. Oh, I miss you now that we're out of time. Oh, I miss you. I'm holding back tears from my. Teardrop coming down from these eyes. Just one more little teardrop coming down from these eyes.
No, that's really gone. It is really gone. But he's not gone, he's here. And I'm talking about Alton Conlon. Alton, do you know what? We were just talking about Michael Harding there, you and I, and his ability to disappear into the ether. It's quite something. It's the funny thing, isn't it, about being an artist, like in terms of what you do. At times, when you're composing, when you're writing, you're out of the scene, and then you come back and you're back for a while, and then you're off again. And I suppose at times you probably wonder, do you? Maybe you don't. Crikey, if I'm missing for too long. Well, there's always that worry, isn't there?
And nowadays, especially, because there's this thing where you need to keep showing up and you need to post on social media all the time.
To be perceived to be alive.
Yeah, I don't really... Funny, a few years ago I was more like that. I'm quite relaxed now to disappear for quite a while and write songs or record and that, because Maybe I'm just at that age where I'm not worrying as much, and I'm I don't want to say this, but I'm not as ambitious in the sense that I'm, it's not a do or die thing anymore. I'm enjoying it more.
And what happened to cause that, do you think? Oh, look, getting older.
I suppose getting a bit older and being doing it so long now as well, and you know what you're in for when you do this, is in there's lots of disappointments, there's lots of rejection, and then there's moments where it's really good. So I think in between them moments, you have to kind of relax. If you're panicking in between them, it's not good for your health, obviously.
That's true.
So I think I've just come to a place where I can kind of relax between it all and keep busy with other stuff. And I mean, I was telling Ian out there, I started running these songwriting workshops for my house in Ahaskra.
Right.
Like I had one at the weekend where three people came for the weekend, and I've got a studio in the garden. So that for me is a beautiful thing because it's a creative weekend and you're not dealing with the music industry. You're talking about songs, you're writing songs. And I'm doing more of that stuff because for me, the writing is really where it's at, Marty.
I
absolutely love writing.
Were you writing with them or you were just...
Well, they all write, so these three people who came all write of their own accord, but I kind of help them out, so they go off and write individually and I join them and see what they're writing and I give some tips and kind of say, you could do it this way, like make gentle suggestions and give them options, and then we all come back and play what they've written and just discuss songs and that. It's a really a lovely thing, you know.
But it's interesting, you talk about songwriting, you talk about being on your own, but you're a great collaborator. You're actually a very good collaborator. I'm thinking of Gabby.
Yes.
Gabby Moreno, who is, we all remember, The River Flows, all these moments.
Oh, thank you, yeah.
All these moments that we had. And she's, did you meet up with her as well?
Yes, well, Gabby is going to be over now on the 4th, 5th and 6th of November. We're playing in...
Next week?
Yeah, we're playing in Cork on the 4th, in Bantier, the Glen Theatre, yes. And then we're in the Tivy Arc in Galway on November 5th.
Lovely.
And then the Workman's Club in Dublin on November 6th. And Gabby is a superstar. I've been trying to tell people in Ireland for the last four years.
Well, thanks to you. You introduced her to us.
I did.
And we had her album of the week, Marty Recommends and everything.
Yes.
Didn't help at all.
No, I think
we did. We did our bit. But she's quite something. We interviewed her back in the day.
That's
she's
right.
Gorgeous. She's
gorgeous. Yes, and I met her this summer and her husband, Sebastian. I went for dinner with them in Los Angeles.
Okay.
Yeah, and she spoke about you. She said she really enjoyed chatting to you.
She was lovely.
And I saw her play first in Los Angeles in 2019. And when she came out and sang, oh my God, I was just floored. She is an incredible performer, great songwriter, and just a voice. Like, I mean, she sings for Disney movies and stuff. They bring her in for that. And she writes a lot for film and TV in Los Angeles as well. And she toured the world with Hugh Laurie a few years ago when he released the blues and jazz albums.
A terrific album.
Yeah, she was the main singer with Hugh that time. So she's amazing. She's just a hard-working, great musician.
Yeah.
And I do love collaborating. Sorry, Marty.
You do, though,
I do, yeah. I mean, it's a lonely old thing writing on your own and that, and I absolutely love when somebody comes along and you do a duet with them. I love writing a duet, like the one Mary Coughlan, A Weak Heart. Yeah. So there's just something, it's a bit of a challenge to write a duet as well, I think, for a writer. You kind of have to look at both perspectives and make it all work, and I love that classic feel to a song.
And also the fact as well, when you write a duet, you're putting yourself back because you want to tell the story, because effectively you're a storyteller.
Yes.
But yet when it's a duet, there's two involved, and you're half the effort.
Yes.
Even though you're putting all the effort in it.
And kind of more the narrator in a sense, because not the narrator, but you have to look at it from the both sides.
Yes,
from different perspectives. So it's interesting.
No, she's terrific. So listen, hang on. It's the 4th in Cork, the 5th in Galway, and in Dublin on the 6th.
That's correct, yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, really looking forward to
it. And is she touring at the moment? Is that what she's doing?
She's all over Europe, so I think she's doing about 12 different countries, and this will be her last stop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There'll be a party, so.
Oh, there'll be, yeah, a cup of coffee
and
or something.
And the last one is in Dublin, the Working Men's Club.
That's right.
You're in a great spot for a party.
On Sunday.
Speaking of the lady, this is The River Flows.